Welcome to 12-Minute Convos with Jesus Believers. God chose first to have a conversation with us, His creation. Our prayer is that this listening space brings growth and transforms your life forever.
Praise God for you, Amanda.
Thank you.
What part of the world are you in today?
I'm coming from Nashville, Tennessee.
Really? Were you born and bred in Nashville?
I was born in Connecticut, and I moved to Nashville about a year and a half ago.
In your videos, I kept seeing another young woman who's driving with you. Is that your sister?
That's either my sister or a close friend of mine.
Looking at your journey, those blogs that you were doing, that there's a high independence on showing up for God, it felt as though it was second nature to just show up. If that is true, where was that even birthed?
Yeah, I think just from such a young age, I've always just loved music and songwriting and singing for people. I think it's such a powerful way to express just feelings, and also ultimately, I think it's a gift from God. I think that music is so powerful and it's so moving. So I think for me, it's always just been something that I love, and I know that it's a calling, and I just try everything I can to obey that calling from God.
Did your parents have a part to play in this version of who Amanda is?
Yeah, I definitely think so. They've always been so supportive of my music, and they saw, again, from a young age that when I began to stutter, that music, it became such a safe place for me and a way to express myself. So they've always been all in for me. I think around the age of when I went off to college and I told them that college wasn't for me and that I wanted to do music, I think they were definitely hesitant at first, obviously, because it was probably hard for them to hear that I wanted to quit college. But even through that, they've been just so supportive of me.
Do you think about being a mother yourself?
I think so, yeah. I feel like I'm still very young. I consider myself like still pretty young. But eventually, I'm definitely seeing myself having kids.
Do you process in your mind the possibility of your children stuttering as well?
I do, yeah. Yeah, because it is genetic, and it's not a guarantee, but it is a possibility. And I have definitely thought about that. But I think I've learned that even though it has been challenging, it truly has become my testimony in a way that I've seen the Lord move in such powerful ways that I'm not concerned about it and I'm not worried for them, because I know that if He allows them to stutter, then it's for a reason, and it's for a purpose, and it's for His glory.
Where did the intentionality to be perfect with how you represent your singing come from? Or who did it come from?
As a kid, you're developing, and I began to stutter around the age of 9, 10. And I think that at that age, it really shook my world, and it caused me to be so insecure and I think ashamed of it, that I tried to place my identity in other things. And at one point it wasn't singing, and I think that I wanted that to be like who I was and how people saw me. But eventually I decided that my speaking voice is also my voice, and it is also extremely important for people to hear that as well. So I've let go of that whole perfection thing, but I think, yeah, it stemmed from being a kid and being insecure.
What's on the horizon for you?
Yeah, I'm continuing to songwrite and put out music. I'm trying to book shows to share my story and my songs. I've recently dived into worship leading a lot more at my church here in Tennessee. So that's been just so powerful to see how the Lord is moving through that. So, and just stay tuned for new music and upcoming shows.
Favorite Bible character?
Oh, yeah. Moses.
Whoa, you're an old soul, are you? Whoa, Moses. What about Moses? What about Moses?
I think definitely because he had a stutter as well. And I think that was cool just to see how the Lord used him even through that. And yeah, I think he's a cool guy. I think it's so cool how he parted the sea and he got to experience the burning bush. And I just think he's such a testament of how the Lord can use us despite our challenges.
Would you be inclined at some point in your life to do something where your voice is coming across, where you are stuttering, where you're showing or highlighting the imperfections? Would you even consider that?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It's been cool. I've gotten to be a part of this organization called American Institute for Stuttering, and they're based in New York. And I've gotten to speak at their galas and perform, and they do such a good job at pushing just the truth of, and that our voices do matter, and it doesn't matter how fluent you are or how much you stutter, that they deserve to be heard. Yeah, I'm so open to just being me. I think it's a dream of mine to play a character in a show or in a movie that has a stutter. I would love to do that.
In closing, is there anything else you'd like to share?
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. I hope that everybody feels encouraged by my music and by my story, and that they know that God loves them so much.
Love that, Amanda. A pleasure, a treasure. Thank you for being on What Is Inspired, my 12-Minute Convos.